Hey, how are you? I hope you've enjoyed the recent episodes I've done with bringing in some other friends and other people to talk about a variety of subjects. But today we're going back to the old tried and true model, which is just me just talking. And I wanted to resist. I don't like to just give a hot take on something. As I've kind of mentioned before, it's like, I want to talk about just whatever I want to talk about. I don't want to feel obligated to come on here and talk about like pressing current events. However, after a couple of weeks of mental resistance, I've determined that I absolutely must do a breakdown of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial because I'm so very bothered by the way this is being portrayed on social media, and I just honestly cannot take it anymore. I feel like I would not be me if I didn't say something about this. So that's what we're gonna do today. I've got a couple of other, regular episode things. I'm gonna give you an exciting new drink of the week for my non-alcoholic friends, and I'm also gonna give you a movie recommendation, movie of the week at the end of the episode, because after we talk about all this, you're gonna need something to take your mind off of the state of the world. So it's gonna be exciting. Thanks for tuning in. And here we go. Okay, so I first posted about this on my Instagram stories sometime last week, I guess. And I'm hesitant to talk about this because I know, like, after talking to some real life friends of mine, I've heard a lot of people say, like, they really don't care about this and they don't want to hear about it and they don't care about these people in their lives. And, there's so much more important stuff going on in the world right now. And I get it, I do, but I'm actually a trial junkie. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I love watching high-profile trials. One of my best friends is an attorney, so I talk about, legal issues, and I'm interested in legal issues, and I'm interested in the way that trials work in general. And I've, this has been an interest of mine for a long time. So, every day I, pull up YouTube at some point in the day, usually in the morning, and there is a suggested video to me of the Law and Crime Network, the Johnny Depp trial. And it's a live stream. The entire trial is being live streamed on YouTube every single day. So I started to notice, like, there would be 300,000 people watching the stream, and it's like a subscribers only comment section, and all the comments were just psychotic. It was just like people on here writing like justice for Johnny and like calling Amber Heard like names and saying like how just awful things about her and just delusional things about him. So I started to realize, something strange is going on here because as I was watching the trial, I was just seeing, irrefutable evidence of the fact that he was abusive to her. I could see, there were audio recordings being played in the courtroom of some of the conversations and arguments that he and Amber Heard had. And he was calling her a cunt and he was screaming at her.
You stupid fuck!
Put your fucking cigarette down on someone else. You fucking have consequences for your actions. That's it.
Shut up, fat ass.
You don't deny that, but instead you simply say, shut up, fat ass. Is that correct? After you said, let's drown her before we burn her, Mr. Depp, you said, I will fuck her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she is dead. That's what you said that you would do after you burned her and after you drowned her. Did I read that right?
You certainly did, yes.
And you wrote that about the woman who would later become your wife?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Your fucking cunts!
And, you know, people were just writing what a great guy he is in the comments as this is happening. So I started, you know, like, looking into this because I'm like, something isn't right here. And, you know, what I've learned is that this has been confusing for people. So even like ordinary people who are generally intelligent, generally reasonable, are being taken in by this situation and they're consuming misinformation and propaganda, and they're not even aware that they're being hoodwinked in this situation. So as I started looking into this more, I also noticed the stuff that I was seeing online was very skewed in one direction only. The videos that were being suggested to me were, you know, funny, cute moments, you know, by their, whoever made the video's characterization, like cute moments of Johnny Depp during the trial. And like, this is not a cute situation whatsoever. It's embarrassing and it's sad. And somehow people are just making light of this. And these videos are getting like hundreds of thousands of views. And it's weird. So, you know, noticing all of this, I decided I'm going to do like a little cut of the trial moments that I've observed of the clear abusive behavior from him to her. And I'm going to put it up on my YouTube just to counteract some of this that I'm seeing, you know, because it's not fair. It's not right to just like demean this woman and just like drag her name through the dirt because of this whatever idea that people have about Johnny Depp, you know. Like, I can't, as me, as an advocate for women, I cannot just sit by and not do anything. I make videos. I'm going to make a video about this. So I did. And immediately I started getting these like insane comments of like men writing on there, like these long paragraph comments about how Amber Heard is crazy and Amber Heard is whatever. And, you know, it was on top of that, I deleted the comments. I was like, no, I actually turned the comments off because I was like, I'm not putting up with this shit all day long. I'm not going to have like crazy men just like writing comments on my stuff. And I've got to look at this because I get notifications and I'm just not dealing with it. I'm saying my piece and then I'm not inviting any comments. So I deleted those and then I turned the comments off. But the video started getting downvotes. So the algorithm is going to bury my video and promote these other videos because there's this huge group of people online who are pushing, you know, this narrative. So that was annoying. Then I saw on Instagram, there's an account that I follow. It's a huge account with millions of followers. It's called Film Enthusiast. And they post a video, or they post, yeah, video clips of movies. And they started posting clips of like Johnny Depp's best roles. And then they posted the clip of Johnny Depp dressed up like Captain Jack Sparrow visiting sick children in a hospital. Then I was like, okay, something is bad wrong. This is not normal. Something is going on here. So I don't know if some money was changing hands between Depp's PR team and some of these accounts, or, you know, if the accounts are just wanting to ride the wave of what is currently happening online. Either way, it's very, very one-sided, and it's very skewed in his favor. So then I saw this video of this man talking about how he had been hired to look into some of the online materials that were demeaning Amber Heard. So listen to this. I want to play this for you so you can hear what this guy had to say, because this is crazy.
My company focuses on disinformation online, targeted attacks. And so we're kind of like online investigators for celebrities and high profile figures. Early 2020, we were contacted to look at activity on Twitter, and we were able to determine close to 6,000 fake or inauthentic accounts that were targeting Miss Heard, Amber Heard. Definitely the smear campaign, definitely the coordinated influence campaign. Really didn't have to be a pro to see it. If you just looked at the tweets and see that, hey, this account within 10 minutes tweeted 30 times or so that Amber Heard is an abuser, Amber Heard is a gold digger, Amber Heard is a slut, and that's all this account is doing. And then you amplify that with dozens of other accounts doing the same exact thing. And it appeared to us that it wasn't just some disgruntled fans, you know, banding together to attack Ms. Heard. It was a targeted operation, and it was one of the most sophisticated online targeted attacks we had seen.
Guys, I'm telling you, there's going to be a documentary about this in a couple years, because this is much bigger than just, you know, people online love Johnny Depp. So as I suspected, and I've been saying this whole time, Johnny Depp's team is working harder than a Russian propaganda machine. And there's actual, like, evidence here that that's actually true, and that they're actually putting out propaganda and making fake accounts to push their narrative online. So this is actually really scary and also significant to our society, because this is the same misinformation machine that helped Trump get elected in 2020. This is what's scary, because people don't know the difference anymore between, fact and fiction, legitimate and illegitimate. And it's getting harder and harder to tell unless you are, you know, really doing a lot of research. So it's very unsettling for a variety of reasons. So I saw this guy's tweet that I thought, like, really summed up what my experience has been with this. Because when I posted about the trial on my Instagram, I received messages from, like, a handful of people, like some that were just strangers and some that were actual real life friends of mine. And they were like, don't tell me you support Amber Heard. You know, like, she's a liar and, you know, she's this and she's that. And they were arguing with me and like vehemently defending Johnny Depp. And I don't even think they know why. But then a couple of people were like, oh shit, you know, like, I didn't even know about this stuff that you're saying. All I ever see is pro-Depp stuff. So, you know, if you're ill-informed about this, it's not your fault. Okay, so this guy, his username on Twitter is @StrangeHarbors. I don't know who he is, but I like his tweet. He said, Johnny Depp propaganda is unreal. Every YouTube video being recommended to me is pro-Depp. I've never clicked on anything related to the trial. And all my real-life friends are defending him with maniacal glee. This is the most insane, most successful PSYOP I've ever seen. Which stands for psychological operations. And this is a military tactic to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning. Crazy, right? Okay, so then there was this Rolling Stone article, and I'm not on TikTok, but apparently on TikTok, people started using an audio from the trial of Amber Heard talking about when Johnny Depp assaulted her and that he slapped her when she walked out of a room. And this is insane. People took the audio of her saying that he slapped me, and they started making these parody videos, and they've gotten one video that they're referencing in this article has been viewed 13 and a half million times. And the audio is Amber Heard saying, "I was walking out of the bedroom. He slapped me across the face and I turned to look at him. And I said, 'Johnny, you hit me. You just hit me.'" And now, okay, let's decide what our values are and let's be consistent. Why is this funny? Now, and also in the Rolling Stone article, they quote one woman who made one of these videos with this audio on TikTok. And she said that she had not watched the trial. And she said, "All I see on the internet was all the evidence is that Johnny Depp is actually the one that got abused. I don't know if it's true. I'm not a fan of domestic violence. I'm a creator and this is for entertainment. You have to be on top of the trends." This is not a trend, people, or it shouldn't be. Now, is this what the internet is? Is this what the internet has become? Is just like a cesspool echo chamber for whatever powerful people decide they want us to talk about and whatever they want us to say? They just start implanting the ideas and then people just run with it without any thought whatsoever. It's scary. Okay, then we have the makeup company. A few people have mentioned this to me. Well, the makeup company, I think they're called Milani. They came out on their TikTok again. Fucking TikTok. They came out on TikTok and they said that Amber Heard was lying about using this makeup palette and that palette didn't even come out until after the date that she was referencing. And then people took this and ran with it on social media. Again, I had a friend, a real life friend who is an otherwise intelligent person, tell me, "Well, what about that makeup thing?" Well, Amber Heard's attorney never said that she used that palette. She was just saying she held it up in opening statements and said Amber would use makeup to cover up her bruises. She never said this is the exact one she used, made by this company. And honestly, that was completely gutter of that company to involve themselves in this and to publicly come out and side with one party in this disgusting domestic abuse case that honestly the public shouldn't even be viewing. But I will never buy anything from that company. That is just absolutely deplorable behavior, in my opinion. And it was based on false information. So again, more and more people just getting confused about the actual facts of this case. Now, may I remind you, none of this would be happening. We wouldn't even know about any of this if Johnny Depp had not elected to sue Amber Heard. And he's suing her for $50 million. And it's ironic because the issue at the center of this matter is that she wrote an opinion piece that was published in the Washington Post about being abused by a powerful man. And look at what has been done to her as a result of coming out with allegations of abuse against a powerful man. He's suing her for $50 million. And this is after he lost one lawsuit already. In this matter, he sued a tabloid in the UK called The Sun for defamation or for libel for calling him a wife beater. And he lost that lawsuit because I think it was 12 allegations of abuse were brought in that case specifically. And he lost the lawsuit because the judge ruled that the accusations were substantially true. Okay. He then tried to get that ruling overturned after the fact, unsuccessfully. Then went on to pursue another lawsuit against Amber Heard in this matter. Now, as has already been mentioned in the trial, this opinion piece that she wrote was not responsible solely for anything that happened in his career. We've heard that he was not showing up to work. Amber Heard said she had never seen an actor just become incapacitated from drugs and alcohol and not show up to work because there's millions of dollars at stake every day on the production and you have to show up. But this man did whatever he wanted. Consistently, we hear that he was surrounded by enablers and yes people and doctors and nurses who were on his payroll and were basically enabling his addiction. He knew that he had a problem, and it's very sad. As somebody who has struggled with my own addiction, but this is somebody who's used to doing whatever they want, getting away with it, and never being told no. And that's not a good or productive thing for any person who's struggling with an addiction. That goes without saying. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm villainizing Johnny Depp either in this situation, because we're all just human beings. We're doing the best we can. Do I think he should have brought this lawsuit? Absolutely not. He could have written his own opinion piece about how he viewed the relationship. He could have just moved on with his life and worked on his sobriety. You know, this to me is completely unnecessary. And on top of that, the smear campaign against her that his team is engineering is completely inappropriate. So one of the other things that I noticed on Twitter that I saw, which Twitter is an absolute hellhole. I don't know if you're on there, but I do not recommend it. But I saw on Twitter that somebody sent me a clip where Johnny Depp said this.
You tell Mr. Baruch on October 18th, 2016, hopefully that cunt's rotting corpse is decomposing in the fucking trunk of a Honda Civic. 2 exclamation points. Did I read that right?
You did.
And people were laughing about this on Twitter. In the comments, they were like, ha 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 ha, that's so funny. Just saying like disgusting things about how that was like a relief. Again, like where have our morals gone when we're willing to just laugh at somebody saying that he hopes that his wife's body is decomposing in the trunk of a car? And you know, this is irrefutable evidence. If you don't believe a word out of Amber Heard's mouth, this is irrefutable that this happened, that he said these things. And you can't honestly believe that somebody who's in the throes of such a gnarly addiction to all different kinds of drugs and alcohol, and who speaks this way about his own wife, is just somebody who it's completely outside the realm of possibility that he would have abused her, not to mention that she has photographs of her bruises and of her cuts, and she has friends. Her friend testified yesterday that he was on the phone with her when Depp became violent with her and was flinging her around by the hair and screaming, and he hung up the phone and called 911. This is not outside the realm of possibilities in this case. And again, it's not, Amber Heard does not have the burden of proof. He's suing her. And I see people, like I said, these videos and these clips of like, oh, he's so cute. He's so funny. He's drawing pictures in court and he's smirking and laughing. Can you imagine what people would be saying about Amber Heard if she was sitting in court laughing and smirking? And she sat there with dignity while he was on the stand. She didn't sit there with her head down. She didn't, you know, act ridiculous. But it's acceptable for him. And not to mention, something I don't see anybody else talking about in this case is, you know, a lot of people have the feeling, well, she was an abuser too, which I don't necessarily agree. You know, when they met, he was hiring her to play a role in a movie that he was producing. That was The Rum Diaries. He said in court that he met her whenever she came into his office to see him about the part. So from day one, he had power over her career. He was much, much wealthier than she was. He had an entire collection of homes and an entire collection of penthouses and an island and a yacht. And it doesn't take a genius to see that he had a lot more power and a lot more financial resources than she did. Not only that, he was more than 20 years older than her. So you have to take that into consideration when you're looking at this case and the relationship between these people. They were never on an even playing field. So I think it's really unfair to just categorize, well, they're both abusers. I think it's a lot more nuanced than that. And this case repeatedly is just being painted with this broad stroke, and it's really mean-spirited. Okay, last thing. Why is the trial set in Virginia? This never made sense to me. Nothing happened in Virginia. They don't live in Virginia. What does Virginia have to do with it? So apparently California, where both people live, has a very high bar for proving defamation cases. And Virginia doesn't. So this is a legal practice called forum shopping to find the best venue for the best odds of winning your case. So in Virginia, you can tell the truth and still be held liable for defamation. So how did they get into Virginia? Apparently, the server for the Washington Post's website is located in Virginia. What a stretch. What an odd backdoor way to get this into a venue where you think you can win. Pretty crazy. And then Amber Heard's friend said that Johnny Depp refers to his fans as remoras, which are huge suckerfish that attach themselves to boats or to a host animal. And according to Wikipedia, these fish actually, their diet primarily consists of the host's excrement. So pretty disgusting, but if this friend is to be believed, if you believe that he's credible, you know, these are the fans that are out there buying into this whole, you know, line of bullshit, hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, I just think that it's disappointing that people are not viewing this with a more discerning palate. And I've actually been in the same room with Amber Heard. I wouldn't say that I met her. I never spoke to her, but she was in Magic Mike XXL. I was in Magic Mike XXL, and I was sitting next to her in the makeup trailer one morning. I was only there for 2 days, but one of those days I was sitting in the makeup trailer, and she was sitting in the chair right next to me, and she was very to herself, minding her business, and she was sitting there with a paper crossword puzzle book, just sitting there doing a crossword puzzle. I don't think she said a word the entire morning. But I never saw any, you know, there was nobody that seemed like they didn't like her. She didn't act crazy that I saw. She was just minding her business and doing a crossword puzzle. And I thought at the time, you know, like, she seems cool and she's gorgeous. She has like this beautiful, perfect, glowing skin, like beautiful hair, just like, I don't know. I just remember looking at her and thinking like, I admire her and she's cool and she's pretty and, you know, she's playing a cool part in this movie. And I just feel like it's really unfair to do what's being done to her. And I hope she does not read any of the things that are being said about her online. And again, to be clear, I don't think anybody should be online bullying either party in this case or online bullying anyone. Again, aren't we against that? Aren't we against online bullying and calling people names? Why is it different? These are still people. Okay, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I said my piece, and hopefully we can be done with it. And let's move on to something else. I'm happy to report today that I have an actual new drink of the week for my non-alcoholic friends. And that is Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic craft beers. These are really cool because it's not like just plain O'Doul's, you know, like you think back in the day, non-alcoholic beer, that would be disgusting. But Athletic Brewing has a lot of cool craft beer flavors. The one that I like right now is Soul Sour. And I used to love sours whenever I was still drinking real beer. And that was one of the things I thought I'll miss, you know, whenever I don't drink anymore, is I won't get to try all the cool, you know, new beers and craft beers. And now I can with Athletic Brewing. So I recommend the Soul Sour. It's got blueberry, lemon, and mango if you like sours. It has less than 0.5% alcohol by volume, which is like a kombucha, I guess. It's pretty cool, and use my code. I'll be linking it in the show notes. You can get one free six pack when you order 2 6-packs, and you get free shipping when you order 2. So it's a pretty good deal. Check it out. They've got all kinds of different flavors and varieties on there. You're gonna love it. Let's talk about something fun. The movie of the week. This is a fitting one because of, you know, sometimes I feel like it works out serendipitously that my movies of the week are like applicable to life or whatever I talked about. And that's just so cool. That is so wonderful. I love that for me and for us and for the show. Okay, the movie of the week is Fahrenheit 451. I just finished reading this book. The novel by Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. The book was published in 1951, I believe. Either 1950 or 1951. The movie came out in 1966. And the movie was directed by François Truffaut. And it's very cool. It's very interesting the way that it's shot. I've never seen a movie like this. It's got these like futuristic elements, of course, because it's set in the future. And it's very colorful. He'll just do like these crazy zooms and just like crazy angles and crazy camera moves that are really inventive and that, you know, a lot of people don't do. A lot of people, you know, well, I guess it's just a creative choice of style, but it's a very interesting style that the movie is giving. And it's about, of course, a society in which people are not allowed to read books. And instead of putting out fires, the firemen create the fires. And you're not allowed to read because they say that it makes people unhappy and we need to just be happy. And if we don't read and we don't, you know, have these ideas in our heads, we'll be a lot happier. And it's kind of fitting right now because we're going through the era of misinformation. Oh God, I said we were going to talk about something fun. Okay. But this movie is, it will inspire you, definitely. And François Truffaut, of course, one of the great French directors that we should all be consuming his work anyway. It just so happens that this movie is really timely and really interesting. It's got cool actors. It's got a cool story. And you've got to check it out. I'll be posting. I decided to start doing like, I'm going to do some cool edits of my movies of the week, you know. I just did one on Training Day that I posted on the Diaries of a Pretender Instagram yesterday. And I'll do a cool edit of this one, too, so you can get a sample and, you know, maybe you'll want to look at it. Anyway, it's available on Vudu. Yes, V-U-D-U. It's on Vudu. Check it out. and email me, podcast@raiden.me. Tell me what you think about whatever we've talked about today, whatever's on your mind. Check out the Patreon as well, where I post bonus podcast content and just other stuff as well. You can join for $3 a month. It's cool. It's where all the cool kids are hanging. Okay. I hope you enjoy your afternoon or your morning or your night or whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening in the world. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you more than you know. Get out there and be nice to people and say nice things and just be a nice person. Okay. That's my advice for you today. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.